For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. This weekend, Queer Theater Kalamazoo will be the first to perform a brand new play called The Days Are Shorter by Chicago playwright Corinne J. Kowiecki. It's a surreal journey about a midlife crisis. The main character, Julia, isn't coping well with getting older.
Why are you bothering me?
I told you not to bring her here.
What?
It's a thong, Julia.
It's mine.
You haven't been that size in years.
Julia is dating a woman named Treat, who's about 30 years younger than her. Shannon Fleckenstein plays Julia.
It thrills her, I believe. She talks about how being around young people makes her feel alive. And I think she's flattered by it. But she also is torn because at times she doesn't feel like Treat knows what she's talking about.
Paris Rudder plays Treat. She says her character likes that Julia is older, but still a free spirit.
She is very ambitious. One thing I admire about her as a character is that she's not very tied down by what other people think would be reality. You know, she is an aspiring magician, and she doesn't care. She's going to go to school to be a magician, never mind that that's not something people would normally go to school for.
I don't do tricks. I hate that word. It drives me crazy. Tricks are for hustlers, and I'm not a hustler.
Of course.
I'm not.
I know.
Then don't call what I do card tricks.
She's very passionate and goes for what she believes in.
But Pax, Julia's uptight ex, is having none of this. Despite the fact that they broke up a long time ago, Julia is still living in Pax's condo.
1 week and you're out of here.
But I can't find a place in 1 week.
It's been 5 months. You're moving this week.
If that wasn't stressful enough, Julia is hearing voices. Or at least one. Fleckenstein says this voice scares her.
The voice seems to know a lot and wants Julia to remember things, but it doesn't give her any hints as to what she's supposed to remember or what she's supposed to be feeling. And it chases after her throughout the show.
But things start to change for Julia when she meets Ada. She's a woman in her 70s who doesn't want to go alone to an event and hires Julia as an escort. Ellen Bennett plays Ada.
She's kind of over all the young stuff and not interested in the least to return to a youth. She's more interested in just living her life at 76 and enjoying her world and so on and so forth. But she's also that other voice of reason.
It holds the dream of rebirth.
What?
Snow.
It covers everything that's dead.
Just resting. Resting before the renewal.
Director Sarah McLean says we can all relate to feeling stuck like Julia.
She's so busy searching for something, searching for answers, which she first thinks is in her youth, and then she sees the wisdom and thinks maybe it's in her future, and just spends so much time focusing on searching for all of these answers and missing that it's right within you in this moment, right here, right now.
But McLean says eventually that voice that's following Julia doesn't seem so scary anymore.
This warped, kind of funky sounding voice becomes more and more human and then eventually becomes very familiar. And you'll have to come see the show to find out.
Queer Theater Kalamazoo will perform the world premiere of the play The Days Are Shorter through Sunday at First Congregational Church in Kalamazoo. For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.